Simresh Mantes, Sif Gimel. Shulchan Aruch says, Derech Anshei Maisa, Yis'anus B'chol Erev Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to approve of this idea of fasting on Erev Shabbos to the point that he says people who are Anshei Maisa, people which do unique actions, their minhag was to fast Erev Shabbos. Mishmur Yudches, this way they would be hungry when it would come the evening, Leil Shabbos, they would come into Shabbos hungry. However, the Bach, Mogan of Rum, and other Chorinim argue, she schemed the Ein Lisanus Erev Shabbos. You should not fast on Erev Shabbos, Kadeshul Yikonus the Shabbos Kishum Uneb. In order not to enter into Shabbos with a feeling of being afflicted. Imloi, shehu isn't his kolkat, shem yochel bayoyim, lo yuchel lechel b'layla l'hitzi oven, oz min aktoib hu, yimein mazik lo yathanis. If a person is such a sensitive person that even if he has a meal earlier in the day, it's going to impact him and he won't be able to eat the suit of Shabbos l'hitzi oven with an appetite. So such a person, who such a sensitive person, it would be appropriate for him to fast and to be able to eat the meal of Shabbos L'tei Avon, unless we're worried about the fast in some way being negative for the person. But assuming there's no negative impact from the fast, so over here we can only stand to gain. But in the average case, the idea that a person should enter into Shabbos being in a state of tanis, it's not something which is appropriate. That's not like the Shulchan Aruch. There's interesting Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He brings, based on the science of his day, I don't know whether it's true nowadays or not, I don't know, that they found that if a person would let his stomach rest one meal a week and not eat anything, it's healthier for the person. It's healthier to skip one meal a week. That's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes. So he suggests that a person should do that on Erev Shabbos. This way, you gain the idea of a person entering the Shabbos with an appetite. That would be appropriate to do. Some sure means that they're totally fasting, or he means just skipping the meal, but the person would have something to drink, a snack. I'm not sure what he means, because there might be this machlokes over here between the Shulchan Aruch and the Shaar HaKoranim. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you're entering the Shabbos is considered a mile. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's considered a chasor. Okay. Sif Dalet.
Entering into Shabbos fast.
Yeah. In Kilo Law, he's on his bear of Shabbos. If a person was Makabal Tainus, so now it's just not that he's not eating, but he's actually keeping a halachic Tainus. So then the law is Tzarek Lisanus Lasetsi Kachavim. So the fast ends, person with Kabbalah Tainus, the fast ends by Setsi Kachavim. Yes, we calculate the Setsi Kachavim as Kachavim Beinanim, not Kachavim with Katanim. With Shabbos, you need small stars, and for the end of a Tainus, you need medium sized stars. However, you define medium sized versus small. But you need to wait at least till that point. Imloy Shaperish Bashas Kabbalah Satinus Achishlima Tzibur Tfilosa. If the person he made the Tainus, so Tainus for having dinner with Tainus, you need a Kabbalah from the night before, from the afternoon before. Right? Sometime in the afternoon, whether it's in Mincha, the other Mincha, which is that's where it's written, the Arak language which we use for accepting a personal Tainus, is written at the end of Shemoneh Esrei by Mincha, or sometime in the afternoon. Even not in the context of Shemoneh Esrei. So when he made that Kabbalah, that he's going to fast, if he said explicitly, he's only fasting until the Tzibur will finish Marav, which might be before Tetzach HaKavim, and at that point he's going to eat, if that's what he said, that's what he said. But if he didn't say it, a Kabbalah's Tainus means with all the lachas of a Tainus, the Tainus continues until Tetzach HaKavim. So Shulchan Aruch is allowing this person to fast on Shabbos. So normally you picture fasting on Shabbos, you picture the fat person fasting on the Shabbos day, because most of our fasts are by day. Here, he's fasting for Erev Shabbos, but there's going to be a period of time that he's been Mekabel Shabbos,
before Seser Kachovim, that he is fasting on Shabbos for the purpose of a fast. He's not eating for the purpose of a fast. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. But he was Mekabel. He's Mekabel, you know, whether it's Bas or Mutzah, but if he did it, he did it. That's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. He has to keep that halacha. So the Ramah, V'yei Shormim, the lo yashlim, he says, no, that, the Chavchilo, the Tekana was made, that the person is going to fast on Erev Shabbos, he's only fast until the Tzibur comes home and it's time to eat, which might be earlier in the day, depending on the winter or the summer. As soon as they leave shul, he has a right to eat already. Now, according to the Yeshermim, there's no difference between Tanis Yachal and Tanis Yibur. According to the Shulchan Aruch, there's no difference between Tanis Yachal and Tanis Yibur. We're going to make it sure. We're going to say by Tanis Yachal, which is not so chomer, we're going to follow the opinion that he should not be mashed. By Tanis Yibur, which is more chomer, we're going to follow the opinion that he's allowed to, and therefore, if he's allowed to, he's required to finish off the Tanis, even though he's going at the Shabbos.
What's the difference between Salmer and the wind?
Tanis Yachal, which is not so chomer, we're going to tell the person not to keep his tainus all the way till Seisuk Chachavim. You can't have a period of time where you're on Shabbos, refraining from eating, and do to a tainus.
No.
But if it's tainus sibur, because of the chumra tainus sibur, we're going to allow him, we're going to lie in the opinion that he can continue until Seisuk Chachavim, the same tainus.
No, what's the difference between summer and then the wind?
Okay, we're not there anymore, so. However, this whole issue over here is that a person not supposed to fast on Shabbos. There's one exception to a person fasting on Shabbos. And that's called Tanis Chaloyim. We'll see later on. If a person has a bad dream, he has a locha to fast to mitigate and to realign the element of toiv and remove the bad dream. So that's a loch of fasting. So the tanis cholam is a fairish, then you're allowed to fast the tanis cholam on Shabbos. So the whole argument we're saying over here is that you cannot fast on Shabbos, so therefore you should not complete the tanis. So tanis is just before Shabbos. And it makes early Shabbos. And now you're sitting there saying, wow, it's Shabbos. I made early Shabbos on Shabbos. So my side, I have a tanis. So you're fasting, you're refraining from eating due to a tanis. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. You are allowed to fast on Tanis Chaloyim. So in the case of Tanis Chaloyim, of Erev Shabbos, you would wait until Seisuk Chachavim, because it's not worse than if he actually had a bad dream on Shabbos, and he's fasting on Tanis Chaloyim on Shabbos.
Is it so clear that this whole halacha applies in your couple Shabbos early, so it's even before Shkia, and it's really Odayam Gadol, but somehow you can have a Kabbalah's Tanis which doesn't even go to Shkia? Is that even meaningful?
Well, is it meaningful? Yes and no. In other words, it's meaningful in the sense that he fulfilled his acceptance. If he made that language into his tainus, so it goes. He's fulfilled his what he said. Whether it has a status of a tainus.
Right, that's the question I'm asking.
That's a different question. Okay. Well. See if we can maybe get some more information about that in the Bir Halacha a little bit. Okay. So Shulchan Aruch says you have to fast all the way. Sivkot Nyutes. Kamoyim im kibol tainas tam, shari mei ashuwa. Just like any type of makabal tainas. The didu wa tesu chacham adavka. Tainas means to tesu chachabim. L'vahani b'mashim ispalo tfilas arvis b'kodim. The fact that he daven marv early doesn't take away that he has to continue fasting until tzeis. K'kamam b'sim atofris. Tafkub sama beis, sivalaf am beis. V'udin ocha. So he made a Kabbalah, he has to fulfill the Kabbalah of fasting. You can't fast unless you fast in the call of fast, unless you fast all the way till Seisuk Chachavim. So that's what he's got to do. I don't have a marv early, so what do you have a marv early? So that's the fast. He's fasting on Shabbos. This is not the same thing as fasting on Shabbos. Okay, that's the Shita of Mechaber. In Moshe Pirish, unless he would have said explicitly that he's only mekabel this tainus to fast until the tiber finishes the tefillah. in Moshe Perish, was mutter afilo oira yom gadol. Then, he's, according to this, he made it tonight. So he made it tonight, even though the day is quite, it's early in the day, it's still light out. Similarly, if a person would make it tonight, he's going to fast at Erev Shabbos from the morning till after Minchas Gedolah. So he only fast half a day. So if that's what he means, makabel. It's his makabel. Now, would you give us the status of a Tainus? So there's a discussion of the Gemara in Tainus, something called Tainus Shos. A Tainus, which is for a period of time, as opposed to a full day. The problem is the Gemara starts off with a member of Shmuel. The Shmuel says that any Tainus shloshaka olav chama in a Tainus. The Tainus which has not had the sun set, which means not shkia, but means sesef kechavim, the sun is fully set, it's not called a Tainus. So Shmuel says very clear, if a person fasts three quarters of a day, it's a joke. It's not a Tainus. It doesn't have the mile of Tainus. You can make an eder. You can do whatever you want with your neder, but mitzvah the hilchos tainus, it's not.
Does the shkia have to be at the end of the tainus, not in the beginning? Like if you decided, if you started the tainus at night and went on, let's say, to 3 in the afternoon, but you started it before shkia the night.
No, he's referring to the end of the.
He's referring to
yeah, yeah, right, yeah, the right.
End of
the day. Right, right. Rabbi Levi.
So, so that's one Gemara. Then the Gemara then introduces something called tainus shos. So is Tana Shos agreeing to Shmuel? Is Tana Shos not agreeing to Shmuel? So it's Mechalik of Yisharim Halal and Tana Shos. Some Yisharim learned that he's agreeing to Shmuel. And Tana Shos is only possible if a person ate in the beginning of the day and decided he's going to spend the rest of the day fasting. So he ends the day in fasting. So there was a Shkiyas Chama on it. And that's what Tana Shos. But it's never possible to start fasting and then end at the end of the day eating, that's not good. Rashi, however, learns that it's referring to that you're going to end the tainus before the end of the day. Rashi or Tosis learns that you end it early. And the more it says tainus shows, works. So it does get a status of tainus. The Rashi with this is, what's the issue? What it's shmei tainus. Regards to what? Like, well, what's the issue that we're grappling with? So Rashi says it's relevant in regards to saying the tefillah v'aneinu. Because our Masak, you say tefillah b'aneinu, when a person is fasting, but if, I can fast, I can do whatever I want, I'm not eating for the next 3 hours, I make a neder, I'm not eating for the next 3 hours, people say aneinu. That halacha that you say aneinu is requires the status of a tainus. So now, if that halacha that you say aneinu requires the status of a tainus, we need to define what's called a tainus. So Shmuel says, in ishkiya sechama. Then the word discusses tainus shows. It's a form whether you say aneinu or not. So now, so regardless over here, do you say aneinu or not? If he made up his kabbalah was, I'm going to fast until after Mincha Gedolah. So Mishnah Berurah says that will work. His tanai will work, and it's a valid tanai. Doesn't mean you say aneinu. So the Moshe Dirsh over here, he quotes that this discussion on the Shulchan Aruch later on. The Shulchan Aruch says you don't say aneinu, which is what the Shulchan Aruch said over here. Tainus means to say sekachab, right? The Rambam over there says The Rambam over there says, please let me talk. The Rambam there says that the person would say aneinu means that since he started the day in a fast, or he's still in the state of fasting, even though he will not end the day in fasting, but right now he's fasting and he's davening mincha, he can say aneinu. So the Mishabur's point over here, everybody agrees you can make this tonight. The Shulchan Aruch also agrees you make this tonight. But whether it has the status of a tainus that you say aneinu, that's a different discussion. That's a different ballgame, whether you're going to say aneinu or not.
If you're saying stuff from Mincha Gedolah, though, doesn't that imply that it really has a sheer tainus? Otherwise, even before Mincha Gedolah, say, fast for 2 hours.
It wouldn't have a din of a tainus. I mean, that's according to everybody. Right. No, but he's saying over here, the point is, this way I've fasted till the afternoon. So what's called the afternoon? So I said I'm finishing early, right? Unless your peer is that you're not, that so... Obviously, the point is Erev Shabbos. At some point, you're going to stop. So stopping 11 o'clock in the morning is not called stopping. It's called never. You never really started. But some of the afternoon, I'm starting. So he says, well, is after you, if you end at 6 o'clock, or even if you end at 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock. So he says that's called you end it in the afternoon. Now that's his point. Okay. Now the Rambam said, "Yeshem the Yashlim." Hi, Yeshem Rasir Lahu. The Bein the Tanis Yochus, Bein the Tanis Sibur. If you're going to serve a table, Shachal Be'er Shabbos. Well, Yisana Rak Atchiyetsim Mevesekneses. So this shita holds not only in the Tanis Yochus, but even in the Tanis Sibur. Again, the first shita of the Chaber Yochus and Sibur, you got to finish the whole thing. The Rambam says, "Yesharim says Yochus Sibur, you don't finish the whole thing." And the Rambam is going to make up Shura to the Tanis Yochus and the Tanis Sibur. But the shita that he's quoting holds even the Tanis Sibur. So where's the Tanis Sibur? Because the only Tanis Sibur which can fall out on Erev Shabbos is the Sarbat Tavis. This opinion holds that they would break the fast after they finished davening Marav. Those kvar kibul Shabbos b'tfilo shispalu miplaga mincha be'elit. They're mekabel Shabbos already. Mekabel Shabbos. So they don't fast anymore. Whom yud alav shos chos reviyah be'elit. It's 10 3/4 hours of the onto the day. We'll discuss exactly when that is. So you didn't finish the tainus. Teres, it is. Why? You fasted all of the Arab Shabbos. It's not Arab Shabbos anymore. It's Shabbos now. So it's a new day. So now you eat. So according to them, even if it's a tainus Hebrew, you would eat. However, in the weekday, you can't make daven marav early and say, "Well, now it's the next day." It's not Shabbos yet. It's not Yom Tov yet. Now it's on the weekday. It's not the next day yet. It's marav. So Kabbalah Shabbos, Kabbalah Yom Tov is different than just davening marav. That much this opinion agrees that during the weekday you need to wait till tzeis. So that's the second opinion. And that, Machriya HaRamah, so Ramah comes up with this pshara, and he says, the Matanis Yachid, the Hainu Shah Yachid, God's Olatz Matanis, a person made his own personal Tainis, then, Litzimachal Yeshem Lo Yashlim, you should rely on Yeshem not to be Mashlim. We did not say anything. You have to stop early. It would be better if you should speak out. B'shas kabbal sometanas to be evident in the kuvah. That's b'tanas yoch. B'tanas sibur. Chamira mizeh. B'tzarach lahashlim kedin. So there we rely on the shulchan aruch that you're mashlim. Fil tenai l'mahani. Labi detalya milsa. It's not up to him. It wasn't he who made it. This is the tanas of the sibur. So he doesn't have bialas over to say, "Well, I'm only going to fast until then." B'shagos alat sometanas mechodesh b'shulay zinyan. L'chamira kokal k'mahani tenai. But Tanis Sibur means a Tanis Sibur which has been niskabel and klal yisur. If a specific Sibur was makabel to fast because of a specific inyan, that functions like a Tanis Yochid in regard to this decision over here. Okay, let's hold it here. And we'll...